Thank you for tuning in this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Deacon Bob Plesiniak, deacon here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, April 18th, 2021, the third Sunday of Easter. Now here is Deacon Bob.
Today's gospel passage closes with our Lord's command to his disciples. Repentance for the remission of sins is to be preached to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. Then in the first reading from the Acts, we heard how this command was fulfilled by Peter. In order to understand the first reading, we need to place in its context in the Acts of the Apostles, a continuation of Luke's gospel. The Holy Spirit had just descended on those gathered in the upper room, and Peter had already made his first discourse to those outside the upper room. Today's reading is taken from Peter's second discourse, which he's delivered in the temple after he cured a lame person. In our gospel passage, our Lord tells the disciples what they are to preach: that the Son of God was crucified and died on the cross for the redemption of sins, that he rose from the dead and conquered death, that everyone must repent for their sins. If we look back on the first reading, we see that this is exactly what Peter preached in the short excerpt. He tells the worshipers in the temple that they had put to death the author of life, that God had raised him from the dead, of which the disciples are witnesses, and that they must reform their lives and turn to God for forgiveness. Most likely, some of Peter's listeners, who were the same people who were in the crowd calling for Christ's death. Although we hear this morning we're not part of that crowd, it is also our sins that Christ carried to the cross. It was those sins that Christ asked the Father forgiveness from the cross. The message Peter preached that day in the temple is the message that should be directed to us also, and that is, it is our sins that put Christ on the cross. That it is faith that compels us to believe that he was raised from the dead, and thus we became witnesses to it. And we are the ones who need to reform our lives and turn to God for forgiveness. The first lesson we must learn from today's reading is that we must repent and change our lives. We must believe our sins will be forgiven, no matter how grievous they may be. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. There is more. If we believe that Christ has forgiven our sins, we must pass his forgiveness to others. If Christ could forgive while suffering the pain and agony of the cross, how can we not do the same for others? Let us not kid ourselves. Our pain is nothing like what the Lord suffered. But nonetheless, we do have pain, even though our pain is less physical than the Lord's. Some situations may be called to grant forgiveness. This can be no less difficult. Something happens when forgiveness is not evident. You know what that is? We live in a world of unforgiving. Forgiveness is difficult. To consciously break the cycle of unforgiving is not an easy thing to do. Why is that? Well, you do something to me, and I will do something to you ad infinitum, through all infinity. There are some who would defend and find it difficult not to get even or ahead. But we here who follow the teachings of Christ through the apostles are not just anybody. We are called to be reconciling, a reconciling community that is born out of Calvary's forgiveness. Can you imagine someone saying, "Geez, Bob, I'm sorry," or "Bob, please forgive me"? It breaks the cycle when that does happen. Yes, to our baptism, we are called to carry out the mission of Jesus. As it turns out, it becomes condition of our own forgiveness. And we profess this probably every day of our lives. We hear in the prayer Christ taught us when he was here on earth, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." As Catholics, I challenge you as I challenge myself to forgive one another. All we have to do is to look up at the cross and repeat the prayer Jesus prayed to forgive sins. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." A great example of this is Pope Francis' statement, "I made a grave error in judgment and begged for forgiveness." This was in reference to the sex scandal in Chile when Bishop Juan Barros overlooked sexual activities by a priest, and Francis defended the bishop's position. It is our hope, if our Pope can ask for forgiveness, we too can do the same. If we ask for forgiveness when we go into the reconciliation room and receive it, there is no reason why we too cannot forgive. Think about this through the rest of the Easter season, and may God bless you, keep you safe.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.